现在奉主耶稣圣名来查考，来分享认识主名的人。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I would like now to share this topic, those who know the name of the Lord.
我们来看诗篇第九篇。
That's flip to Psalm 9.
诗篇第九篇。
Psalms 9.
我们先来读第十节。
That's first read verse 10.
诗篇第九篇的第十节说，主啊，认识你名的人要倚靠你，因你没有离弃寻求你的人。
Those who know your name will trust in you, will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you.
这是我们今天教会读经的进度第九篇。
This is a chapter that for our Bible reading today.
第十节可以说是这一篇的关键的经文。
This verse here could be the main point of the chapter.
主啊，认识你名的人要倚靠你。
That those who know your name will trust you.
你没有离弃寻求你的人。
You have never forsaken those who seek you.
那表示说，这个懂得来寻求主人绝对不会失望的。
That those who know how to seek the Lord will never be disappointed.
那来寻求主人，他是会认识主名的人。
And those who seek your name is someone who knows the Lord.
昨天晚上我们谈到第八篇，就是第一节跟第九节说，主啊，你的名何其美。
Yesterday we talked about Psalm 8, especially verse 1 and 9, which says, O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
就是主的名是有权柄的，他是很美的，善的。
His name has authority, his power.
在旧约的时代，这是一个奥秘，但是在今天我们可以很清楚知道，这就是耶稣基督的尊名。
And it was a mystery in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, we know that that name is Jesus.
那这个主的名如果是很美的话，我们如果不知道，那是何等可惜呢？
So his name is so lovely, and it is quite a shame if we don't know the name.
但是如果我们知道这个名很好，那我们也认识。但是我们如果没来求告他，那又有什么益处呢？
And if we know the name and we understand how beautiful and majestic it is, but we do not seek him, then what good is that?
所以第九篇就继续告诉我们说，我们认识主名的人要依靠他，要懂得来用这个名字，而且来寻求他。
That is why it says in verse 10 that those who know your name should use it, should use it to seek him.
那其实如果不是神把他自己显明给世人，人不会知道这个名字，也不认识他的。
If God has not manifest himself to humans, then humans would not know this name and would not know to seek him.
好，我们现在看第十六节。
Let's now look at verse 16.
第九篇的第十六节说，主已经将自己显明了，他已施行了审判。
The Lord is known by his justice.
主他把他自己显明给世人，所以我们才会认识他。
The Lord has made himself known to man, so that's why we know him.
就好像神如果没有向亚伯拉罕显现，亚伯拉罕他怎么会认识，他怎么会知道说他所拜的那个偶像是错，他要跟随这个真神呢。
Just like if God did not show himself to Abraham, how would Abraham know that the idols he worshipped are false and that he needs to follow the true God?
今天有很多神有关于神的事情，都是神主动向人显明之后，我们才会明白的。
A lot of things that are pertaining with God, God show himself, and then we only understand afterwards.
所以其实我们今天可以了解神的话，或者是说我们会知道这个真理，都是来自于主的恩典，因为他向我们世人显明。
So we only understand God and God's word due to His mercy, for He showed Himself to us.
那我们教会今天得到圣灵的启示，可以更清楚地看到这些得救的要道，那不会去跟随过去教会传统的这些错误的教导，其实也是神的自己把他的真理显明出来给我们知道的。
So today we're more blessed because we have the Holy Spirit who can show us the truth and let us understand the false teachings for the past. That's because God showed himself to us.
那所以第九篇他一开始就讲说是个大卫的诗歌。
So, chapter Psalm 9 start off with that this is the Psalm of David.
那第九篇接下去第十篇第十篇他就没有写那个subtitle， 就是没有让我们了解说，到底是谁写的，作者是谁。
And if we look at 10, there's no subtitle to let us know who the author of the psalm is.
那一般认为说九篇跟十篇是连在一起的。
But the common thinking is that Psalm 9 and 10 is together.
就是我们在读诗篇的时候，如果你看到前一篇有提到作者有说明，但是接下去那一篇没有，基本上很可能就是连在一起的一篇。
So we see that throughout Psalm, if you see there's an author for one Psalm and the next following Psalm have no author, it's more likely that there is one Psalm together with the same author.
因为诗篇一般来说特别是在第一卷里面大部分都是大卫写的。
Particularly in Psalms in Book 1, it's usually written by David.
你看我们如果从前面一直看下来从第一篇一直到第四十一篇，基本上你看到的都是它都有一个说明少数没有特别注明说是谁写的。
So if we look at Psalm 1-41, most of them describe the author, but there's only a few that did not have it.
比如说32篇，他就有写是大卫的训诲诗；33篇，他就没有写了。
So for example, in 32 it says of David, a Maskil, and then 33 it doesn't say anything.
好，所以一般来说，当我们看到这样的情形，你就知道说33篇其实连着32篇，他继续在讲是大卫的作品。那在古时候，也许是本来就是同一篇的内容。
So it tells us that 33 was part of 32, that they were both written by David, and that in the past it was probably one whole psalm.
那诗篇其实这里面蕴含了许多有关于基督耶稣的救恩预言的。
And in Psalm, it contains a lot of prophecies regarding the salvation of Jesus Christ.
所以我们昨天在查考第八篇的时候提到说这一篇诗歌叫做弥赛亚的诗篇之一。就是因为他预言耶稣基督的救恩。
And for example, last night we're talking about Psalm 8 and how that's a Masonic psalm because it prophesies the coming of Jesus Christ.
那第二篇也是。
And the same with Psalm 2.
诗篇第二篇，他没有写作者，但是其实那个使徒行传第四章里面就已经反证说这篇是大卫所写的诗歌。
So even though there's no author listed for Psalm 2 in Acts 4, we see that it is David who is the author.
那所以其实这里面我们看到的信息都很明显的在预言耶稣基督的他的为我们受苦他来拯救我们世人的这个救恩的。
So these psalms prophesize the suffering of Jesus Christ and the coming of Jesus Christ for us.
好，那我们这个星期在查考第六篇的时候。
So this week when we're studying Psalm 6,
第六篇就是在讲大卫他悔改他做错事，他自认是一个罪人，他祈求神能够赦免。这是一篇祈求悔改赦免的诗歌。
Psalm 6 talk about how David realized he sinned and he's repenting. So this is a psalm of repentance.
所以在诗篇里面也有许多诗歌是专门在讲这个要认罪悔改的。
So there are several psalms that specifically talk about turning back and repenting from sin.
那如果是认罪悔改的诗歌，你就会看到说它的内容基本上在怀念一个罪人在这个神面前他应该有的态度，他祈求神的再一次的施恩。
And we see in these psalms that talk about repentance, the type of attitude that one should have when they're repenting before God.
那今天的第九篇还有一个特色。
Psalm 9 has a special characteristic.
我们看它事实上是只有20节而已。
Even though it has 20 verses.
那其实这一篇是被归类在他们希伯来诗歌里面的所谓的字母诗，就是说它本来应该有22节，每一节都是从一个希伯来的字母开头的。
So this is supposed to be a special song. That has 22 verses, and that each verse will start off with a vowel of the Hebrew language.
好，就是 alphabet， 就是 就是希伯来的字母哈，希伯来文的字母，它有22个字母。
Alphabet of the Hebrew language。
啊，那它每一节的开头都是，比如说第一节是希伯来文的第一个字母开头的。
So the first word would be the first word of the alphabet.
啊，那在这一篇里面哈，它就少了两个字母，所以缺了两个字母，就变二十，剩下20节而已。
But it's missing two of the letters in the psalm, so that's why there's only 20 verses.
那这个字母的诗歌哈，最明显的就是第119篇。
The most obvious example is 119 psalms.
119篇一共有176节。
There's exactly 176 verses in the psalm.
176节就是22×8来的。
So that's 22×8 gives you 176.
那就是说，它一共分了22段，每一段都是有8节。
That means there's 22 passages, and every passage has 8 verses. 那
22段，这个每一段都是一个字母开始的，
and
就是按次序来的，希伯来文的字母按次序这样子下来的。
And every passage starts off with one of the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and it's in order.
所以它每一个字母里面都有8节，而且都是类似的的那个教训，都是跟神的话有关系。
So every of the alphabet has 8 verses, and they all have to do with being the laws of God.
那这个叫做字母的诗歌，这里面其实诗篇里面有许多篇都是这个特质。
So actually, the psalm is called the acrostic poem, that the verses of each stanza starts with the same letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
我们现在读翻译本的，因为我们不懂希伯来文，所以我们看不出来，我们没有那种感觉。但是犹太人他们就非常清楚了。
So even though we're looking at a translation, so we don't truly understand this, but the Jewish people would understand this type of poem.
那这个就是第九篇，就是这种形态的诗歌的第一篇。
So this has the same thing with chapter 10. I mean Psalms 10.
第九篇是第一篇呢。
Psalm 1. 第九篇。The Psalms 9 is the first.
好，那所以你。这个我们在读诗歌，在读诗篇的时候，我们要有这些相关的这些知识哈，我们会更了解这个诗篇里面的信息到底在讲什么。
So we should have this type of knowledge when we're reading the Psalms, so that we can understand what it is talking about.
那这一篇其实诗篇里面从7篇到10篇哈，它是一个段落的。
So from Psalm 7 to 10, it is a passage.
这是大卫他所写的，那这个跟神的名有关系的。
That is written by David and has to do with God.
那认识神的、认识主的名的人呢，他跟那个不认识人是不一样的。
So those who understand God's name is different from those who do not understand God.
因为不认识神的人呢，他们内心认为没有神，他们什么事情都可以想自己想怎么做就怎么做了。
Those who do not know God thinks they can think whatever they want and do whatever they want.
他们不认识神的人就会觉得自己好像是神一样。
Those who do not know God feel that they are God themselves.
因为有时候会觉得自己很伟大。
Because they feel that they're so great.
但是认识神的人就会发现说，其实我们只不过是人而已啊。
But those who know God understand that we are but humans.
比如说我们看第九篇的20节。
Let's look at Psalm 9, verse 20.
20节说，主啊，求你使外邦人恐惧。愿他们知道自己不过是人。
Strike them with terror, O Lord. Let the nations know they are but man.
我们今天哈，如果我们仔细想一想，我们人不过是人，就是说，其实哈很脆弱，生命也很短暂，一下子就不见了。
So we know our lives are fragile, and they can disappear at any minute.
就像我们现在看到外面雪堆得那么高，下个礼拜来可能就不见了啦。
For example, we see how high the snow is outside, but by next week, it may be all gone.
就逐渐就融化，融就走了，不见了。
Because they will melt away and they will disappear.
那雅各书就说，我们人其实是什么？他说不过是像早晨的烟雾一样，一下子就消失的。
So that's why it says, what is man like? It's just like an early mist that disappears when the sunlight comes.
但是如果不认识神的人，他就会认为自己可以活很久啊。
But those who do not know God think they can live forever.
很多人都期待说，哎，可以长生不老。
They want to live forever. They do not want to get old.
其实不会有人成功，因为我们不过是人，就是最后会归于尘土。
But no one will succeed, for we are a man made out of dust, and we will grow old.
那我们看到第八篇哦，诗篇第八篇，他在第四节，第四节说，人算什么？你竟然顾念他，世人算什么？你竟然眷顾他。
So in Psalm 8:4 it says, "What is man that you're mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him?"
其实这个是在讲耶稣基督的。
This is talking about Jesus Christ.
第五节说，你叫他比他天子小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor.
这一篇在希伯来书第二章里面就很清楚在讲说，这是在讲耶稣基督的。
So it's very clear that this is actually talking about Jesus Christ.
那现在神其实他在旧约的时代就已经一直在预告，他会把自己显明出来给世人知道。
So in the Old Testament, God has already prophesied again and again that He would show Himself to man.
包括他的这个名字本身都会显扬出来。
And even His name will be revealed.
那所以等到主耶稣来了以后，哎，这个诗篇的预言就很大家都很了解了。
So when Jesus Christ came, then people understood what it was referring to in Psalm.
好，比如说我们现在如果看罗马书。
For example, if we now look at Romans.
罗马书，我们先看，我们来看第三章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 3.
主的名其实已经借耶稣基督让世人都知道的。
So that the name Jesus Christ is already known to man.
我们看。罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
第三章第二十三节开始。
Let's look at verse 23.
罗马书三章二十三节，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
那这个就是本来神要人来分享他的荣耀，神付给人管理他所造这一切。是很尊贵的，但是亚当夏娃把他失落了。
So God had wanted man to share His glory and made him overseas of all the animals, but Adam and Eve sinned and fall short of God's glory.
所以后来我们今天所有的人，亚当的后代都亏缺神，就是说没有办法去完成神当初所要我们做的事。
So everyone after Adam and Eve was unable to fulfill what God wants us to do.
那这个就是从最开始这个罪进入世界以后人的无奈啊。
So and this all started when sin first came into this world.
虽然没有跟亚当犯同样的罪的人也没有办法脱离了。
Even though we don't sin, have the same sin as Adam and Eve, but we're unable to free ourselves from sins.
那第二十四节说，但如今却蒙神的恩典，因为基督耶稣的救赎就白白称义。
But we are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came from by Christ Jesus.
二十五节，神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
God presented Him as a sacrifice and atonement through faith in His blood. He did this to demonstrate His justice, because in His forbearance He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished.
所以这里其实就是在讲这个耶稣基督最后来拯救我们世人，他这个为我们流血，然后让我们人可以借着信他，就可以得到神的义了。
So this here tells us Jesus Christ came here and died for us and shed His blood for us, and through this we can become called righteous in His place.
神在旧约时代。大卫在讲说，那个名字何其美！这个现在这个名字已经显明出来了。所以，耶稣基督的名字显明给世人，就是借着你看他的救赎，显明了神的义，就是他的这个神的公义啊，在基督耶稣身上实现的。
So David had said, "How beautiful is the name, and the name is Jesus Christ, and the Jesus Christ had died for us to demonstrate His justice."
好，那。神的这个名字其实到耶稣基督出现以后 众人就会越来越清楚，然后有那个有一个谦卑的心的人哈，就会想要来跟从，那就会得到这个神所预备的救恩。
So after the name of Jesus Christ is revealed and man knows the name, those who are more humble would follow him.
好，那现在这个名字现在已经显明出来给我们世人了吗？
So this name has been revealed to us.
那现在如果认识主名的人，他会来依靠他。
So those who know his name will know to rely on him.
那我们现在弟兄姐妹，我们基本上我们都是在跟从耶稣的人呢。
And brothers and sisters, we are all followers of Jesus Christ.
我们要了解说，那我们现在是认识主名的人，应该要做什么？
So we should ask ourselves, now that we know his name, what should we do?
我们已经得到主耶稣的救赎这个恩典了，我们要懂得来用主的名，而且来得恩典，而且蒙他喜悦的。
We have received his salvation, so we have to know how do we use his name and have favor from him.
我们现在看回来诗篇第九篇。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 9.
第一节跟第二节。
Psalm chapter 9.
第九篇第一节说。
Verse 1 to 2.
我要一心称谢主，我要传扬你一切奇妙作为。二节，我要因你欢喜快乐，至高者啊，我要歌颂你的名。
Verse 1. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders. 2. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High.
啊，你看，不管中文、英文都一样啊。中文都是我要做什么，我要做什么。
Doesn't matter if this is English or Chinese. It starts with I will do something.
那英文也是，你把它列出来就是很清楚的。I will 就是我要做什么，这个就是一个动作。
So in English, you can see it's very clear. It's an action. I will do something.
所以第一件事情，他说我要一心称谢神。
The first is I will praise you, O Lord.
第二，我要传扬你一切奇妙作为。
I will tell of all your wonders.
然后我要第三，我要因你欢喜快乐。
And the three, I will be glad and rejoice in you.
然后第四，我要歌颂你的名。
Four, I will sing praise to your name.
这个就是大卫他做诗歌哈，其实他一直在向世人来传扬说，这位神是应当要被称颂的。
So when David was writing his psalm, he's telling people, this is a God that deserves our praise.
那称颂就是说，我们要知道说神奇妙作为，他是怎么样来怜悯世人，来施行拯救的。
Praising God means we have to understand his actions, what he did, that he saved mankind.
那现在如果认识主的哈，愿意投靠主，一定会欢喜快乐的。
And so those who know God would automatically rejoice and be glad.
你看今天我们圣经不是我们之前读过吗？他说诫命的那个的总纲是什么？就是你要尽心尽力尽力爱主你的神，其次也要爱人如己。
Didn't we just study what the greatest commandment is, and that is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and to also love your neighbors as yourself.
所以这里的全心哦。With my whole heart, 就是我全心哈来，他说我来称谢赞美神了。
So here it used a phrase, with my whole heart I will praise.
所以如果是全心在称谢的时候，表示说我们不但是嘴巴说，我们内心真的是这样想，是心跟口合一的。
So with the whole heart means that we don't just praise him with our mouth, but we feel in our heart, so that our heart and our mouth are in accordance.
有时候我们人讲话是有口无心。
Sometimes when we speak, it's words are coming from our mouth, but our heart is not there.
那有时候我们比如听人讲话，听，哦，是，听了就忘了，没在想，没在记啊。
Or we will hear other people say, and we nod our head, but we don't remember it, and we forget it immediately.
所以有听没有到嘛，哈。
So we hear it, but there's nothing.
因为从右耳进，从左耳出啊。
It goes in one ear and goes out the other.
那有时候我们有看也没有记住嘛，看了就忘记了。
And sometimes we look but we don't remember.
那有时候我们是随便讲一句话，那我们也没有什么没有这个意思，那但是这个话已经讲出去了，那是空的啊。
And sometimes we say a word and we don't really mean it, but it's out of our mouth already.
那现在这里大卫他提醒我们说，我现在要赞美神的时候，我是真的相信说啊，这位是我的主，在我面前他拯救我，我颂赞他啊，我要遵从他，是我们从内心发的吗？
So David is saying, with all my heart, I'm going to praise this Lord who has saved me, who is in front of me.
所以我们现在要为什么说我们常常在聚会的时候要去反省我们的信仰到底是不是从心里面发出？我们敬拜神是从 内心的诚实里面来的吗？
So that's why we frequently say when we are worshiping God, we have to think, are we worshiping Him from our heart?
还是我们只是一个习惯性的？
Or is this just a habit for us?
那比如说我们今天安息日聚会的时候，我们来安息日聚会，来敬拜神，我们是抱一个愉快的心情来，还是觉得很沉重的脚步说，又到了，我不得不来？
For example, today when we're coming to Sabbath, do we come here with a heart full of joy for God, or do we say, "Oh, it's Saturday again, I have to come"?
所以这个其实很多时候都是从我们的内心开始的。
So a lot of this starts from our heart.
有时候如果我们没有去反省哈，信仰成为形式化，其实那个时候其实我们的那个属灵生命力在萎缩，我们却不知道的。
Sometimes we don't reflect, and this had already become just a habit for us. Then our spiritual life is shrinking and declining, and we don't even know it.
就好像小孩子他跟随父母亲来教会聚会的时候，如果没有真的在想说我为什么要来聚会，他长大以后他可能就不来了。
Just like a child following his parents to service every day, if the child does not think, "Why do I come to service?" When he grows up, he might just not come again.
因为这个信仰是父母亲的，不是他自己的。
Because the faith is coming from his parents and not from him.
但是，如果我们在每一次的敬拜里面，我们都真的去用心的来赞美神，来跟他祷告、求告他，其实我们的根基就是逐渐在往下扎的，到老都不会偏离。
But when we come to worship God, if we are truly worshiping Him and praising Him from our heart, then we will grow our roots will grow deeper, and our faith will not be shaken even in our old age.
所以这个用心来敬拜神很重要。
So that is why it is very important to worship God.
然后第一节他又说，我要传扬你一切奇妙的作为。
And it was tells I will tell of all your wonders.
那个神奇妙的作为，我们今天是怎么了解的？什么叫做神奇妙的作为？
Understand God's wonders.
你看，过去以色列百姓他们在埃及做奴隶，神用他大能的手奇妙的作为把他们领出来了。
For example, in the past when the Israelites were under the oppression of the Egyptians, God used His wonders to take them out.
这个就是一个神迹奇事啊！哈。
It was a miracle.
那当时候当代人他们很有感动，但是等到后面的子孙哈，就觉得是一个故事啊，这个感动跟那时候亲眼看到的是不一样的。
And that generation was truly touched, but their children and their grandchildren, it just became a story for them, and they didn't feel it.
其实这里奇妙作为到最后一定要让我们每一个人自己去体会。
So God's works of wonders is something that we all need to personally experience.
神奇妙作为不会只是在古代那个时候说，就是他们那时候有一个时代性需要，所以神就施行这样的作为啊，让百姓离开埃及。
God's wonders is not restricted to the past when there was an urgent need and He miraculously brought them out.
那其实这个奇妙作为可以放在我们身上的，我们弟兄姐妹每一个人每一天的生活里。
But God's wonders can be seen in every person's life every day.
那我们如果经历之后，我们就会去见证，去颂扬他。
And if we see it, then we will testify and tell others about it.
我们就会越来越有信心，说我在什么事情上，我都可以来求告主的名。
And then we'll have more and more faith that no matter what we can encounter, we can rely on God and pray to Him.
最近有一个姐妹在意大利过去小弟去的时候认识的，她做了一个见证。
There was a sister in Italy. I met her previously, and she had a testimony.
其实是一个非常平常的，我们在生活当中可能都碰到的一个急难，但是她懂得求告主的名哈，她这个急难。化成一个很深的信仰的体验，主绝对不会离弃求告他的人。
And actually, it was a very commonplace life problems that we probably all encounter. But she knew to pray to God, and it became a very deep experience for her that she knows God would never forsake those who seek Him.
我在想说，她的情况如果发生在我们今天弟兄姐妹的身上，我们一定用不同的方法去解决，最后我们一定。没有办法跟他有一样同样的体验， 我是这样猜测的。
And I was thinking that if her problem had happened to any of us, we probably would have tried to solve it using other ways, and it wouldn't have become a deep experience in faith for God like hers.
他是我们在意大利的弟兄姐妹，很多人他们都是在那个车衣厂里面车衣服的，整天都坐在那个车衣那个机器前面在车衣服啊。
So a lot of our members in Italy, they work in the garment industry, and then they sew clothes all day.
哦，他们那个 sewing 我那个 machine，
with
他们就是在车衣服的哈。他们可能一天车16个小时的衣服，就坐在前面。
And they have to do this 16 hours a day. They just sew the clothes in front of the machine all day.
那通常你做那么久，而且一年365天基本上没什么休息的，没有多久这个身体就坏掉了。
So they do this for so long every day, and practically every day of the year, on 365 days they work. So their body, you know,
而且哈、哦，我们想说那个工作环境，你如果是车衣厂啊，不知道纽约也有一些车衣厂，就做过你都知道，他那个车衣厂是密闭的。里面都是那个这些纤维的那个灰尘哦，坐久了如果不是那个脊椎坏掉哈，就是肺坏掉。
And in the garment industry, there's a couple in New York too, but you're just surrounded by all these fumes and fibers. So if your joints is not injured, your breathing, your lungs are injured working in such an environment.
我们现在这个衣服大家都身上穿的名牌的要什么？其实有好多人血汗哈。这样牺牲健康啊，那拼命这样去车啊，所以我们的衣服啊，不要说哇这个不好，我丢掉了。那个你要想到说有多少人付了多少那个代价才把那个衣服做出来的。
So our clothes we treat it so casually, but we should remember that a lot of blood and sweat, from people sewing the clothes, and that you know we shouldn't just casually throw it out.
我想。弟兄姐妹可能没有机会看到他们车衣厂，他们是工作环境是怎么样。脚力看过的时候，我觉得说，哇，他们这样的环境能够做多久呢？真的是很辛苦的。
I don't know how many of you have visited a garment factory. I have seen it once before, and I was shocked at the type of situation and how people can survive.
这位姐妹，她在车衣厂工作两年之后，她的腰就不行了，她没办法再继续做这个车衣服的工作了。
So the sister, she worked there for only 2 years, but she could not just go on.
她说祷告神主啊，你帮助我，让我找到一个工作可以守安息日的。
So she prayed to God, God please help me so I can find a job that allows me to keep Sabbath.
车衣厂的人哈，他们在什么时候最忙？就是在年底之前哈，这 Christmas 这个购物旺季的时候最忙的。
And when are these factories the most busy? It's right before Christmas.
因为哈，大家就要买东西，都要买衣服，买新的衣服啊。那个衣厂就一直拼命赶工啊，哇，他们真的是日以继夜的在做造衣服给大家这样来穿着，然后哇，这个名牌的啊，看起来很美这样。
Because everyone wants to buy new clothes at the end of the year, so these factories work overtime day and night to have all these new clothes out so people can wear the designer tags.
那不要想说要休假，而且安息日要放假，那根本就是做梦。
And so it is a dream, not to even talk about vacation. They can't even keep the Sabbath.
这位姐妹，她后来想到说，我应该跟主耶稣祷告。
So this sister finally thought I should pray to God about this.
我没有办法再继续做这种工作了。
I simply cannot continue working in such a condition.
她要求主，让她能够有一个工作，她可以安息日可以来聚会的。
So she prayed to God that she has a job that would allow her to rest on Sabbath.
那她现在又不能够做那个她本来就会。她说，那现在最好的就是哈，去帮忙照顾小孩子，帮佣了，到人家那个有钱人家去帮忙打扫的，这样子带小孩啊，整理家务。
She cannot go back to her old job, so she thought the most appropriate job for her would be maybe a childcare, where she could stay and clean people's house and work as a nanny.
这是一个。卑微的工作，因为是好像当 nanny 当人家的那个仆人一样的。
It's a lowly job because it's almost like being a servant and becoming a living nanny.
但是他说没有关系，他祷告神说主啊，你让我找到一个雇主是好的哈，那我可以安息聚会，我可以跟老板商量，我可以安息聚会的。
But she did not mind. She just prayed to God, please have me this type of job, and then I can talk to my employer about possibly having Saturday off so I can keep the Sabbath.
她这样祷告，那主耶稣就跟她安排了，真的。
So she prayed in this way, and God arranged.
她就跟她安排了一个一样是中国人的家庭，那个雇主就很好，两个小孩，一个6岁，一个差不多大概1岁多吧，快2岁了。
So they actually arranged a very good employer for her. It's a Chinese family and have young children.
还没有一岁，几个月而已。
One is 6 years old and the other is just a couple months old.
那个雇主就很好，他说我星期六要聚会，他说可以啊，你星期六去没关系。
Her employer was so good. She said, I need to go to church on Saturday. And her employer said, sure, just go to church.
有时候他 早上还没有出门，他就雇主就跟他说：“你赶快去，今天不是安息日吗？你怎么没有去聚会呢？”
And sometimes on Saturday, she might be a bit late, and her employer said, "Hey, shouldn't you go to church now? It's Saturday."
你要做打扫卫生，做什么没有关系，你聚会明天再来做就好了。今天不用，赶快去聚会了。And
she will say, "Don't worry about the cleaning and the dusting today. Hurry up and go to church, and you can do this tomorrow."
他就每一周就可以到教会去守安息，他非常的享受啊。
And every week she could observe the Sabbath, and she felt it's such a luxury.
就很珍惜神给她这个恩典。
So she was very thankful of this grace that God showed her.
我们许多弟兄姐妹，当然我们在美国这个地方比较不会有这种情形。在国外很多人，他们没有办法在安息日聚会，因为要工作。
Brothers, sisters, living in America, we probably don't encounter this situation as much, but there are members living abroad who cannot even keep the Sabbath because they need to work.
但是很多时候。 他们在找工作的时候都没有先跟雇主说：“我星期六要上，不要上班，我要去守安息，我要聚会敬拜神。”
But when they're looking for a job, usually they don't say beforehand to their employers that, "Hey, I need to keep the Sabbath, so I cannot work on Saturday."
那所以他们都没有讲啊，
and because
没有要求啊，
they don't ask for it.
所以一般那个老板都嘛想说：“嗯，啊，你本来星期六一般都是工作最忙的时候。” 所以怎么可能会让你休假？所以排休假都不会排到安息日的。
So the boss will say, "Well, the Saturday is actually the busiest time, so there is no way you can have vacations even on Saturday."
其实我们如果有心要遵守神的诫命哦，神一定会安排的。他听我们祷告。
If we have the heart to follow God's commands, He will arrange something, for He will hear our prayer.
我们这个社会是这样子，你要求可能就有可能，你不要求就没有了。
The society is like this. If you ask for it, you might get it. But if you don't ask for it, you would definitely.
如果你顺着这个潮流，那大家都这样做的时候，那你要想说，你如果要聚会，就是三day啊。
If you follow the tide and become like everyone else and said I need to go to church, then they will think it's just Sunday.
除非你特别跟他说，我敬拜神是在星期六的。
Unless you specifically tell them that I keep the Sabbath on Saturday.
有这个要求，基本上就有可能会实现，因为神会为我们安排。
And if we ask, then we might receive, for God will arrange something for us.
那这个姐妹，她就是这样子祷告神的，主耶稣就应允她，就成全了。
So this sister prayed in this way to God, and God granted her prayer.
她在这里，在这个工作里面，她就感受到，哇，主耶稣听我祷告，她现在为我安排这样的一个可以到教会守安息日哈，她就很珍惜每次听道理，然后又可以放心的在教会里面参与这个。 清洁的工作，她很享受安息日的。
So she has this experience that God listened to her prayer, and she felt it was such a luxury to come and observe Sabbath and be able to participate in the cleaning in church. She enjoyed the Sabbath day very much.
有时候我们安息很赶，就是说我们的时间哦，把它排得很紧，就是不是把这一天分别出来给神的时候，后面还有很多事情安排要做的时候，我们内心就很急了。
Sometimes we feel we're very rushed on Sabbath because our schedule is so tight and we have other events happening afterwards, so our heart is in a rush.
但是我们要了解，安息是属神的，我们要把它分别出来。
But we need to realize that Sabbath is for the Lord and we need to separate it out.
今天就是属神的时间就对了。
That this day and this time belongs only to God.
我们个人要做什么事情，就是这一天过了之后再说。
Whatever we need to do, we do it after this day has passed.
所以教会要聚会，教会要做什么事情，要训练，要做什么，我都可以参加。
So church decides to have a training or some sort of special event, we can all attend.
这是一个信心的问题。
This is a question of faith.
这个姐妹她就这样祷告，神听她了。
So this sister prayed in this way, and God heard her prayer.
她去那边工作，前面两个月很好，因为那个。 两个孩子都是这个妈妈自己照顾，所以她都很轻松。
So the first few months were wonderful because the mother was taking care of the kids, so she was very relaxed in her job.
后来，她这个那边那个儿子哦，他说那个大的很调皮，所以那个妈妈很伤脑筋。最后，这个我们这个姐妹很好心的说啊，不然你这样那个小的哈，我来帮你照顾。那晚上哈、哦。 就跟我睡在一个房间啊，放一个床在旁边，让他跟他一起睡。
So the sister was very kind-hearted and said, "Well, since your older son is, you know, so mischievous, well, I can take care of the younger son at night and sleep in my room so that you can have some rest."
这个小的，因为现在已经是2021了嘛，哈，他那时候2019年的时候，那时候他那个孩子是两个月，两个多月而已，小的。
So at that time in 2019, that youngest child was only like 2 months.
那个两三个月而已啊，他说他把他放在旁边，他要睡觉以前就跟主耶稣祷告。
So that baby is so small, only 2 months, so she'll put the baby in the crib in her room, and before they go to sleep, she'll pray to Jesus.
然后那个孩子就很喜欢听他祷告，那个一祷告完之后，那个孩子就一觉到天亮了。
So actually, the child loved to hear a prayer, and after her prayer, he would sleep till the day, like,
哦，整一觉到天亮，就是整个晚上都在睡觉啊。
Yeah, he would sleep all the way through the night.
哇，他就是啊，那个孩子后来哈，因为都跟他在一起嘛哈，他说什么事情祷告，这个孩子哦，每次他祷告的时候哈，都很乖了，就很喜欢看到这个保姆在祷告了。
And that the child enjoyed watching and hearing her prayers. So every time she sits and pray, he would just sit quietly and look at her.
结果有一天晚上，因为蚊子多，他就点了那个蚊香在那个床旁边。
So one night, there was a lot of mosquitoes. So she lit some mosquito scaring thing nearby.
在欧洲，我看过他们有那个蚊香那个柱子哈，他们用蚊香水哈，然后用很多那个小的那个 branch， 像那个香一样，它可以散发的，所以就赶蚊子。
So there's these like sticks that you can light in water, and then the fumes, you know, scares away the mosquitoes.
其实是不是很好？不过他们就用这个方法在赶蚊子啊。
I mean, it's not such a good method, but that's what they use.
啊，那个东西是蚊子闻了会死掉，那其实对人也不好啊。
Actually, the mosquito would die upon these fumes, and it's actually not very good for humans either.
反正他们就是这样用，那个他那个驱蚊水就放在旁边，每天早上起来他就处理。然后都平安无事的，平常都没有事的。
So she will light it at night, and in the morning she puts it away, and there would have been no problems using this product.
但是就那么一次，她起床的时候，她就先没有先去把这个东西处理，她就先去上厕所。
But there was just this one time when she got up in the morning and she didn't take care of the product right away. She went to the bathroom first.
那这个孩子本来还在睡，她想说那应该睡觉没问题啊。
And this child who was sleeping and should be have been sleeping with no problem.
哪里知道正在他在用洗手间的时候，这个孩子醒过来就去玩那个蚊香水。
This child woke up while she was in the bathroom and went to play with that water.
还小会抓，结果就把那个驱蚊水弄倒了。
And the child was grabbing and spilled that water.
那 stick 就。去伤了他的眼睛
，and that stick hurted his eyes.
然后他的整个脸又趴在那个蚊香水里面，又整个都红肿，眼睛又肿起来，然后孩子大哭。
And his face fell face down right into the water, so his whole face swelled up, and the child was screaming.
那个时候他在房间听到洗手间听到孩子在哭的时候，他就想说怎么好像不太对劲，出来一看吓坏了，怎么变这样子？
And she heard the child screaming and thought, well, it sounds kind of strange. So she came out and was shocked by what she saw.
她那时候第一个想法说，那是不是应该去告诉她的妈妈？
Her first thought was, should I go and tell this to his mother?
妈妈还在睡觉，没有听到孩子在哭啊。
The mother was still sleeping. She did not hear the child crying.
是不是应该赶快叫妈妈把孩子送去医院，然后去医治他了？
Should she send the child to the hospital and have the child heal?
但是她在做这个动作以前，她突然想到说。这个时候去医院也可以，但是我先跪下来祷告。他先跪下来祷告神，全心全意祷告神。
She thought, yes, it's good to send him to hospital, but I also should kneel down and pray to God. So she just knelt down to and prayed to God right then.
因为她想到主耶稣是全能的医生，他有能力保护这个孩子。
Because she thought God is the healer and He has the power to protect this child.
她想说，你今天去医院，第一个要花时间。
She thought if you go to the hospital first, you is take time.
第二个，你可能还要排队，要等。
And second, you have to stand in line, and you probably have to wait.
那时间也会过去。
More time will pass.
那所以，那医院这个，那医院有很多危险的，可能也会其他的冒险嘛。所以，他决定说，我先跪下祷告好了。
And there might be other risks and dangers in the hospital, so that's why she decided she should kneel down and pray first.
那她又想到说，哇，这个是我的疏忽啊。那如果那个老板娘哈这样生气的看到我这样让孩子受伤哈，她怎么承担这个责任？以后她就可能没有这个工作，她就想到就紧张了。那我来赶快祷告神吧。
And she was also fearful because she thought perhaps the mother or child will be angry at her and blame her for the accident and she will lose her job. So she thought she should pray to God.
她看到那种情形，她就先跪下来祷告。她说，紧张到忘记说，哎，赶快要把那个孩子用水冲一冲啊，把那个药水把它冲掉吧。
She was so anxious that she knelt down and prayed immediately that she did not even, she should have rinsed the water from the baby's face first, and she didn't do that.
那所以她后来祷告完之后想起来说，哎，那应该要先处理一下，所以还不敢去厕所，因为怕吵到那个大人，跑到楼下的那个厨房里面去开水，然后把那个孩子的那个脸啊，把它清一下。
So after she finished praying, she thought, oh, I should wash his face. And she was scared to use the bathroom and wake other adults up. So she ran to the downstairs sink.
把孩子先把他换衣服换好。
So she changed his clothes first.
好，然后那个整个脸啊，他说是肿起来，因为那个药水有毒哈，这整个脸都肿起来了。
And the child's face was swollen because there's poison in the water.
那个孩子又哭又闹，因为他眼睛痛，那张不开。
And the child was crying.And screaming because his eyes hurt him and it was so swollen he can't open the eye.
那这个时候，他那个身上也都有那个药水的味道，所以他很无助的跟主耶稣说：“主啊，你一定要救我，你要救这个小孩子，那不然我要怎样承担这个后果呢？”
And there was the smell of that infant's water all over her and the baby, and she kept praying, God, you have to help me, you have to help this baby, because how could I escape the consequence?
然后他就求说，神啊，你要怜悯我这个罪人。
So it says, God, please, you have to take pity on me, a sinner.
因为我疏忽了，我没有把孩子照顾好。
Because I neglected my duty and I did not take good care of this
child. 他说，这个孩子如果三长两短，我可负担不起啊。
If his life, there's any changes in his life, there's something I can never repay.
哦，他就这样子祷告，哀哭跟神祈求啊。
So she prayed in this way, praying to God for help.
哦，那结果他这样子祷告哈，这样子祷告跟主耶稣求了大概五分钟以后哈。
She said she was praying in this way, and after 5 minutes,
那个孩子眼睛打开了。
The child's eyes opened.
那个眼睛张开了哈，他眼睛张开了，那。他就看到说啊，这个主耶稣在动工，他就一有信心继续祷告。
The child's eyes opened and she saw that Jesus was working in this child, so she continued to pray.
好，然后他跟主耶稣祷告的时候，因为他那个孩子的脸都肿的嘛，他说，那如果那个妈妈看到了，他一定会很紧张，啊，一定会送医院去的。
The child's face was all swollen, and she thought if the mother saw the baby like this, the mother would panic, and then they would send him to the hospital.
她在祷告五分钟以后，她说，哎，那个眼睛啊，本来眼睛红肿的都好了。
So she was praying for a few minutes, and then the eyes, which was swollen and red, became well.
哇，她就很高兴，继续祷告。
So she was very happy, and
在几分钟祷告完之后，哎，她在看孩子，那个孩子整个脸都没有了，没有红了，都好了。
So she prayed for.A few more minutes, and then she saw that the baby's face returned back to normal. It was no longer red or swollen.
那这个都好了以后哈，哎，这个时候他那个妈妈下来了，醒过来下来了。
And the baby returned back to normal, and at that moment, the mother came down.
哇，他那个感动到哭啊，他流眼泪啊。那看到那个妈妈下来，他想说这个孩子哈，等一下是不是会不会看到妈妈就大哭哈，然后就跟他说发生什么事，当然不会讲话了。不过，哎，那个孩子哈都没有看到妈妈，还很高兴跟他。一个大的微笑。
So as the mother came down, the sister was wondering if the baby would start crying to the mom because of what happened, but the baby didn't, just gave the mom a big smile.
那这个，所以她那个妈妈其实后来也不知道这个孩子发生什么事啊。
So the mother actually did not know what happened to the child.
因为她看到的时候，那个孩子是正常的，都没有事啊。
Because when she saw the child, he looked totally normal.
她眼睛本来红肿的，然后那个整个脸都肿起来的。那个好像被那个药水烫伤了，那个全部都好了。
Because his eyes at first was red and swollen, and his face, which had looked like it was scorched by hot water, all returned to normal.
真的是在他的眼前，就这样展现了一个很神奇妙的作为出来了。
So right before her eyes, a miracle happened.
我们这位姐妹哈，就特别 特别做见证给当时我们在意大利的弟兄姐妹看听。
So this sister made this testimony among the Italian brothers and sisters.
啊，因为他觉得说，这件事情如果今天发生在我们这里哈，我想我们应该很快就马上打九幺幺送医院去。
Because she thought if this had happened to us, we would have immediately called the hospital, called the doctor and go to the hospital.
有时候我们都还来不及给神工作的时候，我们可能就先采取行动。
Sometimes we do not even give God time to work and we do our own thing.
那这个就是他的信心呢、啊。
And this is her faith.
这个事情没有所谓对错，就是说我们如果碰到这种情形，我们如果直接判断，我们一定会送医院。
There's no right and wrong in this situation. If this happened to us, we will probably make the decision to go to the hospital.
送医院这个事情也会解决。
If we sent the child to the hospital, this matter would also be solved.
但是她选择祷告神，先祷告神。
But she chose the path to first pray to God.
然后就全心的祷告，求神说：“主啊，我是求告你是拯救我的神，你不会离弃我。”
To pray to God and say, God, I know you are God who will save me, and you will not forsake me.
啊，结果神真的施行他的拯救啊，让这个孩子就好了。
And God granted her wish, and that this child was cured.
所以今天我们认识主名的人，其实我们有一个最好的一个依靠者在随时在身边，就看我们愿不愿意跟他求告而已。
So those of us we know God, we have the best Savior right beside us, and it only depends on whether or not we will pray to Him.
我们今天都知道说我们靠主耶稣的名，我们罪被赦免嘛，哈。
Today we know if we rely on His name, our sin will be forgiven.
好，比如说我们在读约翰一书第二章。
So for example, if we look at 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
第二章，我们看一下啊，第十二节。
Verse 12, First John chapter 2, verse 12.
约翰一书二章的十二节说：“他说，小子们啊，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主名得了赦免。”
I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of His name.
我们今天罪被赦免，是因着求告耶稣基督的名啊。
Our sins have been forgiven because we call on the name of Jesus.
好，那。这个我们在受洗的时候，我们都领受的。
And this is something that we have received when we were baptized.
那通常我们就知道说，哦，这个名有权柄，它可以洁净我的罪，在耶稣基督的宝血里面啊，我现在成为义人。
And we know that through His name and through His precious blood, we are considered righteous.
但是神的主人名可不是只有这样子而已啊。
But that is not all for that can be done with God's name.
我们看罗马书。
If we look at Romans.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
第十章看第十三节。
Verse 13.
从第十一节开始看。
Let's start from verse 11.
经上说，凡信他的人必不至于羞愧。十二节，犹太人和希利尼人并没有分别，因为众人同有一位主，他也厚待一切求告他的人。十三，因为凡求告主名的，就必得救。
11. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. 12. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. 13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
我们今天都同一位主，这位主他是有全能的主，全能的大医生，求告他的就得到他的厚恩，就得救了。
For we all have one Savior today, and He holds all the power and authority. And if we pray to Him, He is the great healer, and He would listen to us.
所以今天得救其实不只是我们的这个灵魂得救、永生这个问题，是我们平常在生活当中都可以来求告他的名得拯救的。
He would save us, and He would save not just our soul, but save us from whatever we encounter in our daily lives.
我们看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's look at Second Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章。
Chapter 2.
要知道我们今天是认识主名的人。
For those who know the name of the Lord.
第十九节说，然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有这个印记说，主认识谁是他的人，又说，凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。
Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription. The Lord knows those who are his, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness.
主认识谁是属他的。
The Lord knows who, those who are his.
今天我们都是属他的人。
Today we all belong to him.
那我们也知道他的名字是有权柄的。
And we know that his name has power.
我们称作主，称作认识主名的人的。
And those who know his name.
然后他说，称呼主名的人要离开不义。
Those who confess his name must turn away from wickedness.
所以我们今天要求告主名，得到他的怜悯，其实我们要常常认罪悔改，主啊，我总是有缺陷，求你赦免我。
So those who call on Jesus' name, know him, should actually frequently confess of our sins and turn away.
我总是爱自己比较多，我爱你不够。
Confessing we love ourselves more and don't love him enough.
求你帮助我。
We can ask God to help us.
增加我的信心。
Please increase my faith.
那我们可以凡事把神放在第一位。
So that we can put you and God in first place in all things.
我们如果能够这样子，像诗篇作者所这样说的，我要一心称谢你，我要传扬你奇妙的作为。其实我们的恩典一定越来越多。
So if we can do what the author of Psalm 9 said, I will praise you with all my heart and tell you all our wonders, then we can increase our faith more and more.
然后我们一定会很诚心实意的来称颂赞美他的。
And we would willingly praise him with all our heart.
我们最后来看一下希伯来书第十三章。
That's lastly flip to Hebrews.
希伯来书十三章。
13.
请读第十五节。
Hebrews 13:15.
十三章的第十五节说，我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神。这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess His name.
我们今天认识主名，我们称颂他，从我们内心里面把这个颂赞的祭果子呈现给他。
So those of us who know Jesus and praise Him.Let us praise him with a sacrifice of praise. It will be a fruit of our lips.
愿主耶稣来帮助我们。
May God help us all.
一起来唱诗。
Let's now sing a hymn.
455首。
455.